rather
presentation.
Good morning, everybody. As you might know, United Nations Water, or UN Water, is the United Nations coordination mechanism between different UN agencies working on water. So it brings together 33 agencies from the United Nations system working on water issues. And then it also, as well as more than 30 partners, and UNICE is actually quite active in the framework of UN Water. On the one hand, we contribute to the Integrated Monitoring Initiative on the SDGs, because we are, as you know, co-custodian agency of the Indicator 6.5.2 together with UNESCO. So that's one part where we engage in UN Water. And then we are also co-chairing the two expert groups within UN Water. One of them is the so-called UN Water Expert Group on Transboundary Waters, which we co-chair together with UNESCO. And the other one is the Expert Group on Water and Climate, which we co-coordinate together with WMO, World Meteorological Organization, and then also UNESCO and us. And that, for example, produced the UN Water Policy Brief on Water and Climate, which was mentioned yesterday. I would like to bring to your attention some developments at the global level in the United Nations system with regards to water issues. And as you may know, the United Nations General Assembly adopted last year a resolution with deciding on two high-level meetings with relation to water, which is actually quite a positive progress, because there was no official United Nations conference dedicated to water for quite several decades. So it is foreseen in 2021 to have a one-day high-level meeting to promote the implementation of the water-related goals and the targets of the 2030 agenda. This will be organized by the President of the General Assembly, and it's not yet clear exactly when it will be. Probably more in the second half of the year, and we hope that there can be some linkage also with the World Water Forum, which will take place in March 2021, and where Senegal and OMBS will inform us a bit more later on. And then this event will also prepare the bigger conference, which will take place in 2023. So this will be a United Nations high-level conference on the midterm comprehensive review of the implementation of the objectives of the International Decade for Action. And you have even the dates already here. It will be around World Water Day from 22nd to 24th of March 2023. And this may seem still far, but some preparations have apparently already started. And we will be engaged, and certainly also hope all your countries will be engaged, and we hope that also different issues related to transboundary water cooperation can be featured in there, as well as potentially the conventions or the two conventions.
Next slide.
Yes, so the aim of these conferences will be to enable member states and other stakeholders to bring together different sectors related to water, to share lessons and experiences, to review implementation of the SDGs on water, and also the decade which is currently ongoing, which Tajikistan has initiated, to strengthen accountability and accelerate progress on the SDG 6, the water goal, and other relevant global targets at the country level, and to make agreements and commitments by countries. And we will maybe also in the future provide more information, but certainly some of you may also have more information already or through your missions in New York. So we encourage you to liaise with them. And maybe just to finalize, as it was said earlier on, for us, it could be an opportunity also to to shed light on transboundary cooperation and the Water Convention in New York, particularly since the United Nations Secretary General himself is encouraging all countries to accede to the two global water conventions, and is also asking all the United Nations agencies to help countries in the process of accession. So you may also at national level approach other United Nations agencies which are present and say that Secretary General himself is asking the whole United Nations system to support the conventions. Thank you.